Thousands of people marched on the Utah Capitol Monday for the first day of the 2017 legislative session, and in solidarity with Saturday's Women's March on Washington. Protesters carried signs advocating for gender equality and wore pink hats as they trekked up State Street in the snow from Salt Lake's City Creek Park to the Capitol Rotunda, where community activists and state legislators, including Senator Jim DeBacchus, Representative Sandra Hollins, and Representative Angela Romero, addressed issues such as LGBTQ rights, ending violence against women, and diminishing the gender pay gap. Representative Romero, a Democrat from Salt Lake City, implored marchers to get involved in the political process to expand access to quality health care.
We must be brave. We must speak out. We will not accept any federal, state, or local roadblocks, cuts, or restrictions on our ability to access quality reproductive health care services, birth control, HIV and AIDS care and prevention, or medically accurate sexuality education.
Noor Ul Hassan, an organizer of the event and part of Utah Women Unite, said she hoped the high turnout sent a message to Utah legislators.
We women are not going to stay silent any longer. We have our rights. We don't want Planned Parenthood taken away, for instance. We need to have those things available for our young girls, for our families, for people who don't have those services otherwise. And actually, if they're going to get rid of ACA, we need it even more. So we're going to make sure that they know that the women want this, and they're going to have to account for the fact that we're going to be voting in a couple of years.
Utah Women Unite said the organization would be tracking legislation related to women's rights throughout this year's meeting of lawmakers and would be encouraging those who attended the rally to make their voices heard. For KCPW, I'm Emily Means.